This is a UW Oshkosh sound marker. Polk Library. This is the third library facility on the Oshkosh campus. The original 1871 Normal School building had a small library mostly made up of textbooks for reference purposes. In 1916, the library held almost 18,000 books before the tragic fire of that year destroyed the collection along with the building. In 1917, the second wing of Dempsey Hall was set aside for library use. Over the next 44 years, as the campus expanded its offerings, the library's collection grew to reflect the changing needs of the student body. By 1960, it became clear that a larger space was needed to house everything a modern academic library should offer. In the 1950s, the idea of a self-contained library on Wisconsin's public college campuses was gaining favor. For its facility, Oshkosh State spared no expense. Intended as the heart of the campus, the new library was a $4 million project designed to be state-of-the-art. When construction was completed in 1962, the building was dedicated to and named after Forrest R. Polk, who was college president from 1931 to 1959. Polk started at Oshkosh as a professor of mathematics and was witness to the normal school's maturation and expansion of curriculum. Polk was the longest-serving president or chancellor and guided the school through the challenges of the Great Depression and World War II. Almost immediately after opening, Polk Library was found to be too small. A larger South Wing addition was finished in 1969. Built in the international style, the building was commended for its beauty and functionality. And interior remodeling in the 21st century created more modern spaces for individual and group study and digital research. UW Oshkosh sound markers are part of the celebration of the sesquicentennial of UWO. They're a co-production of the University Archives and WRST.